This is Live and Local. The show is your connection to local music and more. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the show today, we have the local band, local to Champaign-Urbana, called Sandunga. They're going to be among the performers at the second annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Their spot is on Friday evening in downtown Urbana, where everything takes place. And hopefully we will also have a few actors doing some readings for, as a preview, for Illinois Public Media's Words in the Wind, which is a benefit for its book mentor project. That's happening this Saturday at Faith United Methodist Church on South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. Starts at 7:30. Programs on WYL are made possible with support from Alto Vineyards, offering a retail wine shop and tasting room featuring Illinois wines from their own vineyard, 1 mile north of Illinois 150 Bloomington Road on North Duncan Road. More information is available at 356-4784. It's Live and Local.
Trouxe nuvens, chuva, mistura.
We heard the local Brazilian band, Desafinado, from their disc called Conhecimento, and the tune, which tune did I play here? I think it was the opening tune of the title track. I actually forgot. Talvez, which is a tune of composition of Greg Giles. He's the guitarist in the band. And I don't think that they're actually playing at the CU Folk and Roots Festival, unless I missed them on the schedule. But I thought they might make a reasonable prelude to our Cuban group that is going to be coming up, playing live in our studio, Sandunga. They're playing at V Picasso Friday evening at 8 o'clock as a part of this year's festival, which starts Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at Heartland Gallery and continues at 7:30 at the Independent Media Center. Unfortunately, my first scheduled guests have not appeared to promote a fundraising event for Illinois Public Media's Book Mentor Project, which is a bit embarrassing since it is our own program, but the event is to be a concert-style performance of some children's books with actors from the Station Theater in Urbana, the Parkland College Theater in Champaign, and the University of Illinois Department of Theater. It's called Words in the Wind, and it will be Saturday evening at 7:30 at Faith United Methodist Church, 1719 South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. Tickets are available at the door. And if you'd like more information, you can write to Molly Delaney for Illinois Public Media, which is delaney1@illinois.edu. That's D-E-L-A-N-E-Y 1@illinois.edu. But it's similar to a very successful benefit performance that was held last year under the same name, Words in the Wind. And local musicians will provide some vocal, piano, and guitar accompaniment for several of the selections. Tom Mitchell, who is the organizer from the University of Illinois Department of Theater, says these are some of the most creative actors in town, and it's fun to see what they bring to this imaginative and colorful material. Audiences will be surprised how funny and touching and lyrical the stories can be, unquote, from Tom Mitchell. Among the confirmed performers, and some of you, if you're theater regulars, will certainly know some of these names, Joy Hoffsummer, Barbara Evans, and Kay Holly for the Station Theater, Parkland College Theater veterans Dallas Street and J.W. Morissette, U of I Department of Theater faculty members Henson Keyes, Lisa Dixon, and Robert Anderson, and other actors, Christine Sevick Johnson, Robert Ramirez, Latrell Bright, and those were just the ones confirmed at the time of the press release. Among the stories presented, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, Leon and the Place Between, Elbert's Bad Word, and Steamboat Annie and the Thousand-Pound Catfish. That's the Words in the Wind program this Saturday evening, 7:30, to benefit Illinois Public Media's Book Mentor Project, which provides books to low-income families. It serves nearly 600 families in Champaign County, helps to train 60 teachers and 50 volunteers a year, works with some 42 classrooms in 8 locations, and distributes more than 3,500 books to families in Champaign County Head Start and the Champaign County Early Childhood Program. This is Live and Local. We invite you to help support the services you rely on, both on air and such programs as the Book Mentor Project. We also provide, of course, lots of music and accurate news from NPR, primarily. And you can help us by building a member match fund as we work to build some excitement and value to the upcoming pledge drive. We also will be able to keep it shorter as we add more funds now to the match fund. Your gift of $25, $50, or $75 will help with that a great deal. We invite you to mail your check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, Illinois, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. Here's another tune from Desafinado's CD, Conhecimento. This one is called Amazonas. Thank you. was a tune called Amazonas from Desafinado, Champaign-Urbana's Brazilian, well, one of the groups in town that plays Brazilian music of various kinds. Conhecimento is the name of the CD from which that comes. And you heard it here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They've been on the show a couple of times playing live in our studio. And in our studio right now, right in front of me, is a group that hasn't been here before called Sandunga. They are Julian Norato, the guitarist, William Hope, Cuban Trace, and Laud. And we'll ask him to explain all that in a little bit. Tina Hope on claves and guacharaca. Well, I'll ask you what that is in a little bit because I don't think I know. Eduardo Herrera plays bass, and I do know what that is. And Adam Walton on the congas. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thanks, Barry. Thank you.
And the reason they're here is to help us continue our support this week of the second annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which begins on Thursday evening, continues Friday evening, and then Saturday afternoon and evening. And Sandunga are among the many performers. They're going to be at V Picasso Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And they're going to do some live performing for us. I was going around the room as we were listening to Desafinado and asked where everybody was from. And Julian and Eduardo are both from Colombia. Nobody's from Cuba. How is it that you've ended up playing this kind of music?
Well, I'll start with the story. First, I'd like to say, too, that Andy Miller, our percussionist, couldn't make it today, so we're missing him. But come out on Friday night, you get a chance to hear him with the group as well. So two of us from Colombia, two of us from South Carolina, and one is homegrown from Champaign. It's the Colombian-South Carolina connection that ultimately led me to Cuba. And that was an elderly Colombian gentleman named Victor Pajaro. I met him when I was doing my undergrad studies at the College of Charleston, South Carolina. And he turned me on to these Cuban sones, guajiras, and boleros, and really inspired the pursuit of the music, planting the seed, so to speak, to go study the music, understand kind of the inspirations of people, the celebrations of people, the environments within which people make music, and that at least set a path for me to start studying Cuban music in particular. He taught me a guajira song, Alba Vende Mi Carreta, and it set a path for me. And then, that was my Colombian-Cuban connection early on. And then the early days of my studies here in 2001, I lived in Orchard Downs. Dean and I had just moved there from South Carolina, and we met our very good friend, my brother, Julian Norato, who was also our neighbor at Orchard Downs. And he happened to be walking by with his guitar one day, and I said, "Hey, what do you play?" And he said, "Cuban music." And I said, "Really?" And that was the beginning of a very nice and a long-term relationship.
No Colombian music? You don't play Colombian music?
We do play one Colombian song, I believe, which we have obviously sort of Cubanized to our style. But we do play one Colombian song.
How much have you Colombianized the Cuban music? Or South Carolina-ized?
Well, probably a lot. I would imagine.
That is a good question, because Cuban music is very, very popular in Colombia, or at least it was for me growing up, especially in the Caribbean, obviously, which Colombia is part of. So I'm sure there is a lot of cross-influence between Cuban and the Colombian rhythms, especially the Caribbean coast rhythms.
What do you think makes the Cuban music popular in Colombia?
I don't know. It's catchy.
Yeah. Well, so is bluegrass.
But there's histories to everything, we know. And so part of that is, particularly when a lot of this music that we're playing became more established, right around the same time that jazz and blues and country music in this country are becoming established with aid of sound recordings and radio like we're doing now. Cuban musicians were there. They were playing son. They were playing it throughout the Caribbean, and they went on tours. There were quite strong relationships between Cuban musicians like Guillermo Portavales and Selena Gonzalez, which is part of our repertoire, and then touring through Colombia in the 30s, the 40s, and 50s, and I think this helped to greatly popularize the music there.
I wish I had a South American map right now. I'm really bad at remembering which country is adjacent to what other country. How far is Colombia from Peru?
We're neighbors.
We're neighbors.
You are neighbors. Well, then, you know, there's a music that's also catchy. Does that not cross the border too much?
I think more Colombian music has crossed towards the Peru,
really?
Especially cumbia became a really big success, not only in Peru, in most of Latin America. And now the chicha in Peru is based on cumbia. But I don't think there's been a lot of the other direction. There's not been a lot of Peruvian music entering Colombia that I can think of.
And I think the common denominator is the Caribbean, because you have all the music from Mexico, from Cuba, from Dominican Republic, from Colombia. It's all a big mix that I don't think you have within the Andean countries as much with other genres.
I think so. I mean, there's just all around the world, there's so many musics that are mixing anyway that I said at some point it might be hard to sort of distinguish these things. But for now, let's hear something Cuban from Sandunga. What do you want to start with?
No, baby. So we'll play the song that Victor Pajaro taught me some time ago. This was the song that one of the first songs Sandunga began to play too.
Llegaré al bohío.
Bueno.
cañaverales, sabiendo que su vida es un destierro, se alegra con su cantar.
Sandunga, live on Live and Local. What does your name mean? Or where does it come from?
Well, actually, I think Sandunga is a Cuban word. I think probably from African origin, which means joy, for the most part.
Joy, but celebration.
Yeah, it's used in different contexts. Yeah. If you would say that woman has sandunga, she has a certain air to her in the way she behaves, a certain happiness, I would say. Yeah.
And where it comes from us is the co-founder of Sandunga, Sergio Cristancho, original bongo player, who's now back in Medellin, Colombia, would always address us, hola sandungueros. Mm. And so sandungueros was just how he referred to us and would say,
kind of like joyful people or something like that. Yeah.
And so sandunga, the noun form of that we took on as our collective identity.
seems like it should work. And what were you just singing about?
That song, in the, like I said, the Guajira song tradition, really is called Al Vaivén de Mi Carreta. So if one can imagine the Cuban countryside, or any countryside for that matter, and someone in their cart kind of coming to and fro, and singing about the conditions of life, and in many cases, he's singing about the hardships of labor, and that's singing about waiting for pay that never comes. But the refrain always comes back to, y cuando llegaré a Bohío, but when I get to my home. And that's, in a sense, kind of the juxtaposition, that celebration of life within conditions of trial and hardship.
But showing up at home, things kind of become okay.
Well, people make their conditions, right? They make their conditions so within their opportunities and constraints. And so I think that's certainly how I would interpret the song. Cuando llegara al bohío, that's kind of when I make this world my own.
Can you talk about the tradition of son? That's something I had not heard of until really the last few years, I guess, although it's been around. It's just my own awareness. And then you have, I'm just looking at your entry on your Facebook page. It says Guajira son. Mm-hmm. What is son, and how is it modified in Guajira?
Yeah, sure. Son is a broader musical genre tradition, in many ways similar to how we might think of jazz, and there are many different styles of jazz and regional ways of playing jazz. Within Cuba, son developed in the early 20th century, again, very similar to jazz, and has certainly a strong relationship with jazz, with the outgrowths of what people call Latin jazz now. And there's Havana, San Juan, and New York connections. But the music we're playing is a little more oriented to the acoustic sounds that were predominantly in the east of Cuba, in eastern son, and made their way to the capital, and they continue today. I mean, it's a very much a strong tradition. I've had the opportunity to study with a number of exceptional musicians in Cuba, in Guantanamo in particular, Jesus Fernandez and Jesus Avila. And Guajira, the word guajiro or guajira just refers to someone or something from the countryside. And guajira son is just a particular, let's say, style within the broader son complex. What we just played was a guajira son and some of the classic lines that set it apart of that. As opposed to maybe a different, like a son montuno. These would be, both considered son, but quite different feels.
So partly it's a rhythmic pattern, partly it's a chordal pattern.
The chordal patterns are pretty similar, actually.
Are they?
Melodic turns.
Yeah. Precisely. And maybe we should explain a couple of things. The instrument I'm playing now is the Cuban tres.
We're going to get around to that, yeah. So there you go. Go right ahead.
Sure. And the role of the tres, historically, has been to lay down what people call guajeos or tumbaos. And that is these melodic rhythmic phrases that we heard of. These become the basis of the group approach. It can be very participatory. People can just hang for long periods of time jamming the same songs and everyone joining in different ways with choruses, with instruments, with dancing. Or they can be quite presentational. It's moved to that, of course.
Presentational meaning like, sort of a concert setting. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Will probably happen on...
On Friday.
Friday.
That's right.
Okay, so you said this is the tres. Of course, this is a radio show, and people can't see it.
So why the tres?
To me, it looks like a, more or less like a small-ish guitar, but there's six instruments, and I'm guessing... I mean, six strings.
Yeah, but three groups.
It looks like...
Uno, dos, tres.
Hence the name.
Right.
Yeah. So the three groups are octaves.
Well, the outside courses are octave. Yeah. And then the inner group is the unison.
Oh, but it's still two strings.
Right.
Oh, now why is that?
Who knows?
You need two strings to play one pitch.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the reasons is this, is that a Cuban musician really like, at least as they explain it to me, the treseros, like the possibility of moving, in different directions and still having both low and high pitches, even though the instrument only has three courses, typically three possibilities or triads. But there's a lot of directionality that can play out. So, or
you just jump strings on that last.
Exactly, same note, but different timbre, different feel, and actually different direction, as opposed to the guitar, which is. Yeah, or in the bass in this case, which is set up more from low strings to high strings. This has both low and high strings together and allows for different directions.
Does your bass, Eduardo, have five strings?
Yes.
Is that normal?
I guess in the standardized world of instruments that we live in, no. Standardized basses seem to have four strings,
that's
but that's just
what I thought.
It's just a convention from the industry, but it's not necessarily... normal. It's like pianos having as many keys as they have. It's because Yamaha dominates the industry, therefore they have that many keys. But we could have pianos more keys, less keys, more pedals. We should have them, but the industry...
If you had anything to do with it, you'd have
lots
of different kinds. Yeah,
yeah, have more
keys.
More
than 88 keys.
Not just one keyboard, but two or three manuals to have more keyboards, yeah.
But I think there are multi-manual pianos, but I've never seen one. I've heard about them. I think it would make a great sound.
Yeah, big companies don't do them, but...
Then you could do piano eight hands instead of just piano four hands.
There you go.
So what notes are added to the five-string bass, or what makes...
In my case, I actually have a lower note. Some five strings have a higher note. I just rather have the lower note because with the guitar, we needed to add a little bass sound. We have Will playing on the high register, so the guitar was covering the mid register. So it was nice for the bass to cover the low register. Ideally, I would have I would play stand-up bass, but I don't. So the six-string covers a little bit of that low register and adds a little bit of a timbre that is more mellow and rounder and nice for the bass frequencies we needed in the group.
If you did play upright bass, the upright basses or classical basses sometimes will have an extension on their lower string, the E string. Is it similar to that, I wonder?
Right. In this case, this one goes down to a B below that E.
So. Okay. And Will just changed instruments. This one is extremely interesting looking and looks like 12 strings in six courses.
Right. 12 strings, six
what
courses.
What is this now?
This is the laud.
L-A-U-D.
Yeah, and some Cuban scholars think it comes from the Moorish oud, which made its way through centuries of transformation.
Laud.
Al ul became el lau, right? And then as it made its way to the Americas, took different forms. Or the bandurri as well is another instrument that some people theorize maybe was the earlier predecessor. It made its way to Cuba, and this became an instrument very common in son, but in other genres such as punto guajiro as well. And it's much like a very large mandolin, and as you said, it has six courses of 12 strings. This one is a certain invention in some ways of my friend Jesus Fernandez, who's a laurista and plays in Guantanamo, but he added the octaves, which aren't quite as common, to give it a certain flavor of tres. And this, I think, goes back to some of your earlier questions, too, is a lot of the instruments, I mean, both the instruments and the styles in Guantanamo are distinct. There's punto guajiro, son, changui. But musicians themselves are always hanging out, and they're sharing ideas, and so we see a lot of cross-fertilization within those interactions.
Sure. Before we hear the next tune together, give us a little sample of just what this instrument sounds like, maybe on the tone. It sounds like a bigger mandolin.
Yes, and it's much higher pitched than the tres.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of tension, which necessitates the thickness of the neck and the strength just required to keep it that high. I think that was an invention to compete with our friends on the percussion.
And we're going to, as soon as Tina changes instruments, we'll ask about the other thing that I'm seeing on the floor that we made reference to. But we're listening to Sandunga here on Live and Local, and we're about to hear another tune. And I should say that support for our station today comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods. On the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And I'm amazed at the number of times that particular underwriting announcement for international foods comes when we're having music from other countries on the show. Sandunga playing some more Cuban music. What is this tune?
This song is actually called Caballo Viejo, and it comes originally from Venezuela, the Venezuela and Colombian plains, but we've Cubanized it, and I'll dedicate it to my dad, who this song always reminds me of him.
And hopefully he's listening instead of trying to watch the television.
Hopefully. Thank you.
así de esta manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Quererse no tiene horario, ni fecha en el calendario, cuando las ganas se juntan. Cuando el amor llega así de esta manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Quererse no tiene horario, ni fecha en el calendario, cuando las ganas se juntan. Caballo le dan sabana y tiene el tiempo contado, y se va por la mañana con su pasito apurado, a verse con su potranca que lo trae embarbascao. El potro da tiempo al tiempo porque le sobra la edad. Caballo viejo no puede perder la flor que le da, porque después de esa vida no hay otra oportunidad. Caballo le dan sabana porque está viejo y cansado. Caballo. Caballo le dan sabana porque está viejo y cansado. Caballo. Caballo le dan sabana porque está viejo y cansado. Caballo. Caballo le dan sabana porque está viejo y cansado. Llega así,
de esa manera.
Cuando el amor llega así, llega así,
de esa manera.
Cuando el amor llega así, llega así,
de esa manera.
Cuando el amor llega así, llega así.
That was fun. Sandunga performing here on Live and Local. And the lead vocal played a song by guitarist Julian. You say Julian, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just suddenly forgot. Norato. And on Loud and Harmony Vocals, William Hope. Playing clavis, Tina Hope. Playing congas, Adam Walton. And on the bass, Eduardo Herrera. And here on Live and Local, live in our studios, we encourage you to go out and hear them locally on Friday evening at 8 o'clock at V Picasso, the Tapas Bar and Lounge in downtown Urbana. And that's part of the second annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. For the official schedule, go to their website at cufolkandroots.org, and you can also find out how to get hold of a wristband. The wristband is what you need in order to get into the festival. It's an astonishingly inexpensive $15 for a wristband, which will get you everything. And by everything, I mean an extraordinary amount of things going on, particularly on Saturday afternoon. I'm looking at like a page and a half worth of events that are going on Saturday afternoon, many of them simultaneously, so you're going to need to sort of look through and decide what it is you want to do, including making an utterbot. And if you don't know what an utterbot is, well, you want to show up at the art tent Saturday, actually morning at 11:30, and then you can even practice a little later with Jacob Barton, who specializes in that instrument. You could learn to make paper bead necklaces with Lori Caterini. You could learn to weave with Dawn Blackman. I only knew her as a storyteller. You could do puppets with Miriam Larson. You could learn how to play the ukulele. You could play the bones. There's all kinds of things going on. And those are just some of the workshops. There are also some singer-songwriter showcases, and including one for younger folk performers, an up-and-coming music showcase for them on Saturday afternoon. Bluegrass jam, Cajun jam, old-time jam, an Irish session, English country dancing, some shaped note singing, and a workshop for that as well. That's in addition to all of the actual performances, including Sandunga's Friday evening at 8 o'clock. CUFolkandRoots.org. Our programs on Live and Local are made possible today with support from the Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377. Tina, I'm waiting for you to switch instruments. When do we get to hear this other thing that you brought? And what is it?
It's the guacharaca.
Yeah.
Actually, Sergio Cristancho, the bongo player, originally brought this to Willie many years ago. I don't know how long ago. From Colombia. It's really a Colombian instrument. It's like a güiro.
Which sounds like? Oh, yeah. So it's like a short hollow wooden tube with
almost like bamboo, but I don't know what it's really made of. Do you guys know?
And it's got indentations on it, and you scrape this thing that has two metal prongs.
Should have three.
What, did you break one?
I had some abuse. It's seen good days.
Oh yes.
Well, it probably produces about the right sound. So, The time is going rather quickly. I do want to ask Adam Walton, how did you get involved in this kind of music?
Somewhat by accident, really. There was a fellow playing percussion with them that I went to high school with a long time ago here in Champaign. And he gave me a call one afternoon and said, hey, you should come sit in and play some congas. And so I was really excited because I like Latin American music. And that was pretty much it. And just kept been playing with them ever since.
The other guy never came back.
Maybe that was his ploy. Come play congas with us. I'm skipping out of here.
I think that was somewhat the plan. And then basically spent the next few months learning the music during performances because there's many, many songs that we play. So it took a while to kind of remember them all.
So that was how long ago that you jumped in?
A year and a half, about.
And how long has the group been around?
Julian and I met in the fall of 2001, and then we started with Sergio Cristancho came up with the name by the next year, 2002. And let me just do a quick shout out to all the people who've been part of Sandunga. Gerardo Rosales played with us early on. Marisa Zapata, Marina Carolina was singing with us, and Ana Duran. Ana Duran also sang. Caleb Barkley played percussion with us. And we've had a number of guest artists.
No, Ramiro.
And, of course, Ramiro. El Maraquero Mayor. Our maraca player who just went back to Colombia in December, Don Ramiro Meneses.
Another Colombian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very strong connections.
Apparently.
Yeah. And then let's just say this. Sandunga was always, we played, we performed, we love it. And with the with Eduardo and Adam and now with Andy with this, we really are taking the group. I think it's becoming very strong. We're doing a lot of nice concerts. At the same time, it's always been about getting together, families, kids running around, making music, having fun. And I think that's been at the core of Sandunga. In many ways, we're trying to keep that balance between making music with that in mind and then, of course, making music with the stage in mind, with sharing it with ever broader groups of people. Yeah.
Do you have any other gigs coming up soon besides the one at the Folk and Roots Festival?
Yeah, we do. We play the first Saturday of each month at the Iron Post from 6 to 9 o'clock. And now we're in conversation with our good Fede at V Picasso. Maybe we're looking to do the third Sundays, an earlier show there at V Picasso. So hopefully that'll be in the works for October. We will definitely be at the Iron Post October 2nd from 6 to 9.
Okay. Well, I'd like to love to get in a couple of more tunes. We'll see what we can do in 7 minutes. What's next?
We got two for you. Sabroso y San Lázaro.
Yep.
Featuring the guacharaca.
Sabroso, sabroso, ay sabroso, el día que no me quieras, me lo dice rapidito, el día que no me quieras, me lo dice rapidito, porque no quiero tener la cabeza de ese animalito, sabroso. Ay, sabroso, sabroso, ay, sabroso. La franqueza vale mucho y la mentira muy poco. La franqueza vale mucho y la mentira muy poco. Si coges un mal camino, este hombre se vuelve loco. Sabroso. Ay, sabroso, sabroso, ay, sabroso. Más vale mi cariñito, que olvide que esto no es gozo. Más vale mi cariñito, que olvide que esto no es gozo. Y más cuando estamos bailando, tú me dirás que es sabroso. Sabroso, ay sabroso, sabroso.
And we'll have one more from Sandunga. Let me jump in here briefly to say a couple of things. First, on tomorrow's show, we're going to be privileged to have Tito Puente Jr. on the show with us. He's going to be playing with his band at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston later on in the week. And that is going to be a lot of fun. We also have one of my favorite guests from last year's Folk and Roots Festival, and I think he's the only one I asked back, was John Elder, who is a wonderful singer and guitarist who's going to be hosting one of the songwriter showcases, I think, and playing a couple of times during the CU Folk and Roots Festival, and that should be a lot of fun. And also, quick look at the weather. Unseasonably warm this day before the fall season officially starts. It'll be sunny this afternoon, high around 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Showers and thunderstorms are likely after midnight. The low will be around 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high around 85. Coming up at 101, it's the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. Classical music at 106. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from noon to 4 in the Bouvons Tasting Room. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. And you're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And once again, you can hear Sandunga Friday evening at 8 o'clock at V Picasso in downtown Urbana. All of the Folk and Roots events happen in and around downtown Urbana. It all starts Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at Heartland Gallery with the wonderful Welsh singer-songwriter David Llewellyn. And you can see the full schedule at cufolkandroots.org. Sandunga R., Julian Norato on guitar, William Hope, Cuban tres and laúd, Tina Hope playing the claves and guacharaca, which we heard in the last song. Eduardo Herrera is the bass player. Adam Walton is the congas. And not with us on today's show is Andy Miller, who's actually been on the show. I forget which other group he's with. There's some cross-fertilization of that. Is that with your other group? Bacha Colada, which Eduardo was also in. And thank you all very much for coming on the show. It's been great to hear you.
And we're going to say, Kevin, if you happen to host a party with Tito Puente Jr.,
yeah,
please let us know.
I haven't been invited to a party, much less hosting one. I can give it a try, but I think he's only here for the noon hour tomorrow. Anyway, take us out.
Babaluaje mi moseo, babaluaje gua. Que babaluaje mi moseo, babaluaje gua. Gua,
babaluaje. Zapato de changote,
ay changote y changota,
changota y tío batala,
ay babaluaye,
padre mío San Lázaro,
ay padre mío ae,
padre mío San Lázaro,
ayúdanos en nombre de Dios,
padre mío San Lázaro,
ay pero que sea de corazón,
padre mío San Lázaro, ay,